Weaver.
And I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Nabil Biagio. A suspected attack by Yemen's Houthi rebels saw an explosion detonated near a ship in the Gulf of Aden, potentially marking their latest assault on shipping through the crucial waterway leading to the Red Sea. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
The British military's United Kingdom Maritime Trade Operations Center said the blast struck early Sunday as the ship passed Aden, the port city in southern Yemen, home to the country's exiled government. The Houthis have launched repeated drone and missile attacks in the same area, disrupting energy and cargo shipments through the Gulf of Aden. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Voters across Russia cast their ballots Sunday on the third and final day of an election set to formalize 6 more years of power for President Vladimir Putin, who faces no serious challengers after crushing political dissent over his nearly quarter century of rule. Speaking during debate at the United Nations Security Council, U.S. Ambassador Lina Thomas-Greenfield says Russian elections in occupied territory are void.
Let's call this what it is. It's a blatant propaganda exercise undertaken in the hopes of somehow strengthening Russia's false claim to the parts of Ukraine it illegally invaded.
That was Linda Thomas-Greenfield. The election comes against the backdrop of a ruthless crackdown that has stifled independent media and prominent right groups. Putin's fiercest foe, Alexei Navalny, died in an Arctic prison in February, and other critics are either in jail or in exile. For more coverage, see VOA News 24 hours. This is VOA News. A Boeing plane found to have missing panel after flight from California to Southern Oregon. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
United Airlines may be looking for a missing external jet panel after finding one was missing when its plane arrived Friday in Medford, Oregon. The Boeing 737-800 had left San Francisco in the morning and landed without incident. An airline official says it wasn't known the external panel had fallen off until the plane was inspected on the ground post-flight. The gap was on the underside of the aircraft, near where the landing gear deploys. Boeing says it was an older aircraft. The manufacturer is under investigation for a January incident in which an interior door panel blew off a jet during a flight from Portland. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The head of Israeli intelligence is expected to lead ceasefire talks with mediators, which resume in Qatar on Sunday, in direct response to a new proposal from Hamas, a source close to the talks told Reuters on Saturday. The talks between Mossad head David Barni, Qatar's prime minister, and Egyptian officials will focus on remaining gaps between Israel and Hamas, including over prisoner releases and humanitarian aid. South Sudan's government is closing down all schools starting Monday as the country prepares for a wave of extreme heat expected to last 2 weeks. VOA's Steve Miller has more.
The Health and Education Ministries advise parents to keep all children indoors as temperatures are expected to soar above 45 degrees centigrade. They warn that any school found open during that time would have its registration withdrawn, but didn't specify how long the schools would remain shuttered. South Sudan, one of the world's youngest nations, is particularly vulnerable to climate change, with heat waves common, but rarely exceeding 40 degrees centigrade. Steve Miller, VOA News.
The United States is organizing a charter flight to evacuate its citizens from Haiti, the U.S. Embassy said on Saturday, after weeks of gang violence that has paralyzed the Caribbean country. The emergency flight will depart from Cap Haitien, Haiti's second largest city, as the main port in the capital, Port-au-Prince, remains shut amid the unrest. We are arranging a charter flight from U.S. citizens from Cape Haitien to the United States, assuming the security situation in Cape Haitien remains stable, the U.S. Embassy in Haiti said in a security alert posted on its website. The embassy said the airport in Cape Haitien is open periodically. In Washington, Nabil Biagio, VOA News.